the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody.
We live in extraordinary times. Of this there is no doubt. The word awakening is used over and over to describe this epic pace of advancing insights and understandings into how the universe works. It's led us into innovation and invention unlike anything mankind has ever known. Hi, I'm Adam T. Gardner. Over time, I've become a whole food, whole herb medicine man. I'm the visionary for America's Medicine Wheels and creator of the Human Accelerator website. And I see myself as being just like you, filled with wonders about this amazing age we're all in. The Second Genesis Awakening one-hour radio show is going to bring it all home. Expose how evolutionary our lives can become every day. Your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, mother, and intuitive facilitator, is going to take you on a journey into the lives of folks just like you and me, who saw what was possible and took actions that have accelerated our lives into a whole and new reality. It's a level that, well, even our most advanced scientific insights don't realize yet how our daily lives can have this genetic activation of a second Genesis awakening and birth. It's written within the very fabric of our spirits, woven into every cell in our flesh. It's a truth we always knew was there, as its mysterious way transforms so many of our open hearts. Now, here's your host, Deborah.
And welcome to the Second Genesis Awakening. I'm your host, Deborah Bruintout, and I'm so excited today. It's been just lovely here in southern Utah, down by Zion, and we're doing a lot of beautiful gardening, and I have a wonderful director of the Second Genesis with us. She's been on so many times, and I just want to turn her loose today. It's Susan Whiting, who is a first-generation college graduate. Headed for medical school, she had to cut it short with demands of children and family. She earned a degree in the medical technology after 20 years of working in the Western medicine model. She became disillusioned with the disparity between treatments and results. Going back to school, she obtained a master's degree in behavioral health science and seeing a vision inside her, herself of wholeness that didn't exist in the science model and aimed with greater insights into the human behavior and healing. Until March and November, you can find Susan working with her husband Max in what everyone calls Susan's Organic Humanity Gardens. Today is such a beautiful day because it's that time of the year, Susan, where we find you. I went over in the morning, you invited me over, and I did a little filming of you in your garden early in the morning, about 6 o'clock. And how many? You have two gardens, is that right?
Correct. I don't know the square feet, but they're very huge.
They're
maybe
very
you
huge.
Grow 1,000 ears of corn and 50 tomato plants and 60 squash plants. Cucumbers, green beans, onions, red peppers, hot peppers, Max's favorite. He loved those. Now the sugar snap peas in the springtime. We have almond trees, pecan trees, peach trees, apricots. A beautiful area here to be able to grow lovely gardens and actually stagger those gardens so that we have multiple times of year to harvest the corn and the peas and things, and then throughout the winter, some of the winter crops. So very blessed to grow in an area where we can grow gardens year-round, but especially this time of year.
Yeah, and we are the beneficiaries of this incredible medicine is food, and it's homegrown, and it comes from such love, your love for your garden. And I see there's a reverence, Susan, when I'm in your garden. It's beautiful, and you have the bees, and you have such a congruent harmony going on there. Anyway, I would love the word harmony. Yeah. I'm going to turn the show over to you right now, and I would just love you to share with us, like we did on the video, of some things that you want to share with us today. And it's just such a reservoir of organic gardening and on many more, much more. So go ahead.
Well, thank you, Deborah. The harmonics of health and wellness resonate right down to the core in me. And that's why the combination of the medical, the spiritual, the academic, and the physical world work together for me in a way that I would just love everyone to be able to experience, because it is so full of joy. Mm-hmm. And in studying some Saint Germain material, where we do actually decrees and joy for the world and seek to have a better place to live through the prayers there, we read a section of a book that I really want to read because it's so relevant here. And it says, "The natural tendency of life is love, peace, beauty, harmony, and opulence. For life cares not who uses it, but is constantly surging to pour more of its perfection into manifestation, always with that lifting process which is ever inherent within itself." And that's what we seek in the second Genesis life and time here, and that's what we seek in wellness, and that's what we seek in gardening. So mm-hmm. lovely that it all goes together. And I know that you do that here in your home as well.
It's absolutely harmonious to experience mm-hmm. it most of the time. Yes.
Well, as we live our life for more of that harmonics, that natural tendency for perfection, which we are meant and created to be, then we begin to seek different ways that we may become more, as you use the word, harmonic. And that's why I was immediately drawn to Adam T's book, The Second Genesis, Life and Times, because it matched with the harmonics of the model that I use. And the home garden is, in my mind, the most perfect way that I can bring so much about that in my life and the life of those that I meet, those that I love, those in my family, those of you that are my friends. So I put together a list today. It's called, and I called it the Clean Dozen, as opposed to the old movie called The Dirty Dozen. This is the Clean Dozen way. The home garden is a perfect way to bring more love, peace, joy, opulence, and perfection into our lives. So when you're ready, I'll read those and describe them a bit.
Yeah, I would like it. I really like the Clean Dozen versus the Dirty Dozen. So yeah, I'd like to hear what is the first one.
Well, the first one, of course, is it's my grocery store. So we save a lot of money on groceries, and we know that our food is clean and organic and that it is healthy for all of us, and that grocery store is one I can rely on and know the worth of the materials there. It's not packaged. It has no additives. It has nothing that harms me, and it doesn't have packaging. So mm-hmm. grocery store number one.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the grocery store very much, especially I find you, and I enjoy it so much because I can come over there and just eat out of your garden, and we just have such a great time.
We pick those little sugar snap peas together in the springtime, and they just taste mm-hmm. like candy for us, don't they?
They do, and I've heard some children say that too, that have been on the show recently that love to talk about Susan, and it tastes like candy in your garden.
So I love that little Lincoln you had on your show. He came over, and he's young. He's only about 5 years old, and he helped me dig carrots, and each one that came out of the ground, he was so excited about digging his groceries from that grocery store.
It's magic. Yeah.
Number two is restaurant, and I tell my husband all the time, like, we were in town this morning, and the little town we live in doesn't have even a gas station, and so he said, some people said to us, well, did you want to go out to lunch? And I said, well, Max's restaurant is my favorite, so I think I'll just eat at home.
Yeah, the two of you are amazing.
Mm-hmm. I just stay at home. Mm-hmm. Not green smoothie. It was really great, and I loved it. So the other interesting thing is when you use it as a restaurant, it's a time management tool, which was kind of a side note I thought of later after I put together the Clean Dozen. That the amount of time that you spend driving to a restaurant and waiting mm-hmm. for your food, and additionally that it costs so much more, is so I save time to use my time in other ways, like doing this radio show with you or some of the classes we do together, which I really enjoy. So being a restaurant, it's also a time management tool for me, which I love. You've watched me use the garden as a recycle center. In fact, yesterday, Tocqueville City was trimming some trees around power lines, and they were running it through a mulcher. And I just stopped, and I said, hi, Lance, if you don't have a place you're taking those, I'd sure love those at my place. And he says, oh, wow, your garden's all, you want it at because we have two big gardens on two actually different property lots. Mm-hmm. Their properties next
huge.
To each other, but
mm-hmm.
that he'd been aware of it from driving around before. And so he said, sure, we'll bring them over. So we had, I believe, six dump trailers full of mulch from trees and leaves put into our yard, which we will put in the walking ditches between our rows of food. I wish everyone could look at it today, but it's a recycle center for things like that that might go in the dump, or for things that maybe even put things like sheetrock in ours in certain areas where it needs those kind of chemicals. And we also use everything that comes back from our kitchen. So every time we peel an onion or something like that, that gets buried right back into the dirt. And so it's our recycle center, and hopefully saving 30% of what goes into landfills by not using the plastic and by not putting any of our wet garbage in the garbage dump. So, yeah.
So it all works together in a timing that is quite unique, actually.
God's timing is ideal, isn't it?
It is.
So beautiful.
It is.
The way Mother Earth is made to recycle for itself is magnificent. And I am going to put that on one of my numbers further down, too. But my next number is my fitness center. I am able to just...
It certainly is. Max has said, I can't hardly keep up with her. And he's pretty strong, you know. And
very strong.
Know Max, both of you are just amazing, but I see it as your fitness center. Tell us a little bit more about that. It really is amazing to watch and fun.
Well, I go out in the garden about 6 o'clock in the morning, and then we usually come in about 10, and it's hoeing, digging, raking, bending, picking, and so really use all parts of my body in doing that work. And it's magically, between eating that and working that, it keeps my weight exactly where I'd like to have it, keeps my blood pressure low, and I just don't have to take medications, and I don't have to go anywhere to work out at a fitness center. And so it's all that in one spot for me, and I love it, of course, because I get to see the sunrise and beautiful red skies in the morning, and then I go back out in the evening and get to do that in those evening hours again. So... What a
and in the sunset, and yeah, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you live a life more and more of being free of sickness and disease. And
Amen.
It is possible living the second Genesis diet. And so I love
the exercise and the way you share the joy of what it is. And it's a lot of hard work. It has different times where it says, you need to come and take care of me now. And yeah.
Yes, it's kind of demanding, kind of like a kid.
I was going to say that, but I'm glad you did.
That's because I have five children, and Max has five children, and so from my second marriage, we ended up with 10, so we know about lots of children.
Yes, and the garden is like that. It can be very demanding because they all have their needs.
Yes, ma'am. Well, when you grow organic, there are certain things you have to do at certain times. Like we get a thing called squash bugs here, which I've had actually five people this week say, please tell me how to get rid of the squash bugs in an organic garden. But it's quite a process.
Yes, I just met one, too, and she was just saying, oh, the squash bugs. And I said, did you talk to Susan Wyden? And she says, as a matter of fact, I just did. I says, I was in her garden, and she was showing them to me early in the morning and what they look like. And she was saying that they were hiding in her cantaloupe. She found them, and she said, there they are. They hide. And she says, I think they're more intelligent than I am.
They are very wise. It's interesting. You can walk. I actually collect the adults and make sure they get in the garbage can. But they can tell when you're walking up on them, and they go underneath leaves. Pretty interesting. Anyway,
pretty interesting.
I got to watch on that. I don't want to go too far there, except because I want to talk about that you and Adam T. really, I haven't seen you. I've known you, I don't know, 6 years. I haven't seen either of you be sick. And that, I mean, no earlier in your life, you probably were before you had these tools, but the material in the books and growing your own gardens and eating your own food and exercising this way, you're saving a lot of money. And I didn't even put money saving on my clean dozen. But it does. Mm-hmm. Medical is very expensive, and you guys just don't use medical at all. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we say that a lot, that food is our luxury, and it is so true. We do not have, we're the same as you. There is absolutely no medicine, you know, from our cabinet. There's nothing in there. Food is our medicine, and it's really a beautiful way to live, and we are free from sickness and disease. It's phenomenal.
Well, the American medicine wheels that you promote and have the beautiful picture on the cover of your book really are more of that. And I did list on my list at some medical center because you receive, I mean, there might be something that you do need help with, maybe some skin or inflammation or something. And the medicines, as he's outlined in the books, he comes over to our garden and picks, because I've got this hugest comfrey plant.
And he's got his comfrey plants, and he's pretty well been staying there for 3 years, going there all in the mornings and visiting. Yeah, he's been doing the comfrey for drinking comfrey water for 3 years,
Yes, and it works. So the garden is a medical center. And I listed next a self-reliance builder. I have a calling within a service organization that is a little different than the ones we've talked about on here before, where they've called my husband and I to teach classes called self-reliance. And learning the labor and the wisdom of the garden builds your self-reliance, how you can take care of yourself in times of need and put away dry foods and other things that you might need in a little bit of time when things are harder. And
I really like the word wisdom with that.
Yes.
Would you say that again?
Word of wisdom. No, you said it perfectly. It is the word of wisdom. It builds reliance and it builds so many other things. That's a beautiful word to use. I like it. So thanks. My next one was a schoolroom for children. And our grandsons were in the garden with us when they were delivering some of the mulch, and another person that I'd never met before drove in on his four-wheeler this week, and they were learning how to recognize the plants, and they were actually helping me move some what's called T-posts that we put some wire fences up, because we have a lot of wind here, so we we grow our tomatoes and some of our other things against a wire fence. And it's a great place for children. So many people complain, well, kids nowadays don't know how to work or whatever they say. It's like, take them out in the garden and they will love it and they will learn how and they will see the beauty of it, which is, I didn't even list this one because I listed it at the beginning. It is the natural life enhancer. There is a harmonic, that's why I love you using that word, that you walk out, you hear the bees, and you watch the hummingbirds doing their little acrobatics, and you see the butterflies flitting around and landing on the flowers, and even the gophers, which you don't really care for a lot, you see. And the harmonic of that is alive, and it just resonates. And when you go out early in the morning when it's quiet and the birds are just starting and the sun's coming up, it's truly a magic place. And kids can see that. They can learn to feel that as well.
And so my next number is... out. Yes. And be with
I love you to come too. Yeah, we were in the garden together. I think it was 6:30 in the morning. So beautiful, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be having you. We have in our community, because you're a part of our community and a director, but I will be having your videos, and we're making a video of all that I was able to take that morning. We'll be doing some more and have that on the website too as a highlight of this show, and you're sharing this reservoir of grace and beauty and peace and joy, as you said, and love and opulence. Mm-hmm. So what is your next one, Susan? We're going to be going out in just about three or 4 minutes, and then we'll come back with some more. So I would like to...
Do you need a couple more?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Take a break. Okay. Well, Environmental Protection Project. It's a natural air filter. People who live in Costa Rica and other places that say have a zero carbon footprint, it's because of the greenness that they grow. And so as you grow your own food, you add to the well-being of the environment. And I love that it's an environmental protection project, because I want to leave a planet with clean air and water. And an organic garden does that for the future generations. And so that fits right in with the following one, which is a community service center. So it serves the people that get the food, it serves the people who do the work, and it serves the sweet Mother Earth that we have, which is another number, a habitat for bees, birds, deer, and other things. So maybe I can quickly get through the whole list if I say it quickly. It's a relationship builder, builds my relationship with you,
absolutely.
And my husband, the people we give food
perfect.
To. Mm-hmm. And it is a work of art. To me, I eat all my meals just sitting looking at the garden. Even in the winter, I look at the dirt. And it is so beautiful to me. The sweet potato plants and so forth are magnificent looking. And it is like looking at the most beautiful painting forever for me. And I left the most important, fabulous one for last. And that is, it is a spiritual sanctuary. For me, as I commune with nature, I commune with God. And I feel absolutely the bliss of God in that space, which is right just a little tiny walk from my house. And it is so blessed to me to feel the spirituality as I work it or I look at it or I eat it. Each bite, each look, each step is a spiritual experience for me. So maybe this is the right time to take a break, because that was my clean dozen of why you want a home garden.
Absolutely. Thank you. And we're with Susan Whiting, and she's sharing such a reverence right this minute of what it is to be in Susan's Organic Community Garden and just feeling the reverence. And we'll be back. And I'm Deborah, the host of the Second Genesis Awakening and Dream Vision 7 Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Adam T. Gardner here with thehumanaccelerator.org. Just wanted to let you know we've got a wonder-filled curriculum put together. The website's a gathering place for what's called our We Community. We're working to build America's Medicine Wheels, where you'll be able to sample the most advanced regenerative medicine and lifestyles ever known. But you don't have to wait for us to finish the building in order to begin your adventure into insights and understandings that'll be at our completed cultural center near Zion National Park. You can join the We Community for free. We've got over a dozen videos to share about us, about life, about the possibility that mankind now has to live free of all sickness and disease. That's the humanaccelerator.org. See you there. Adam T. Gardner here with the humanaccelerator.org, just letting you know we've created what I like to call the B movie. It'll make you laugh, I promise. It'll make you sigh with relief. It's finally here, this truth whose time has come. We've divided it into segments for easier viewing, which lets you zero in on thoughts you're attracted to so it can be played over and over during those periods. It's an evolutionary sharing that'll leave you transformed in ways you never could have imagined. Becoming a whole food holder medicine man over a 3-decade period, I share cutting-edge ways of living that'll seem new because of the modern insights we have, yet it's an ancient lifestyle genetically and epigenetically wired into every cell of the human body. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org and take the ride of your life.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And welcome back to the second half of the Second Genesis Awakening. I'm your host, Deborah, with Susan Whiting, and talking about the clean dozen. And now we're going to say, if you're ready, she wants to share a little bit more of the how-tos. So, Susan, back to you. When we are ready, how do we start?
I love that you're asking that question, because just this week alone, I had 4 people come and say, can you help me? We want to do gardening. One starting from scratch, one is just on their first year, and another one's having a little difficulty. And so I'd like to make it easy. So people often get discouraged their first year or two because they think it's too hard, and there are some things you can do that make it so easy, and things I didn't even know how to do in the beginning. So I'm going to give you 2 things that are absolutely indispensable. And the first one is to find a farmer. Find a farmer, find a farmer. That means someone who grows their own organic food in your area, because I've grown gardens everywhere from Great Falls, Montana, down through northern Utah and now southern Utah, and each one is a totally different experience of what does well in those areas and what you need to do to be ready, how you water, what plants you use. So if you could find someone like myself who lives near your area and knows the things, you will save yourself a ton of work. I planted 4 trees that were the wrong kind of trees for my area, and now in their 6th year, I'm going like, those kind of trees don't work here, because we do well with pomegranates and pecans and other things, but some of the things that I grew in northern climate don't do well here. So find a farmer. Mm-hmm. Second thing is to seek rich soil. Now, some places, one of the men that talked to me last week that's just starting his garden came from Georgia, and so they had rich soil where they lived. Here in southern Utah, we do not have normal topsoil, so we have to bring soil in. And there are many ways to do that, but I don't care what your area, making your soil right first is going to either make you or break you as a home gardener. Now, a lot of people, and I praise this so much, especially where there's water shortage, are taking out some of their lawn areas that they don't use and growing herbs or foods that they can use in some of those areas. And so they may be stripping the topsoil off to remove the grass that they have played on in the past, or they may be starting from a scratch area that has not been built up. And so learning what is good soil, a lot of times the community can do soil testing, sometimes even for free for you. But mostly it should, I wish they could see the video you made this week because I was showing the difference in the soil. You want it to feel
like... Yeah, they will be able to. I'll post that when that's ready, because we'll have that ready on our website for people to come to and view for you. So,
perfect. You need to be able to pick up the soil in your hand, like take a 5-inch deep with your fingers, and that soil will be soft enough that you can pick it up like that, and it crumbles in your hand, and the blacker the better. So mulch, and like I said about the wood chips, we use coffee grounds, we bury our organic food, we take neighborhood leaves, we you can do grass clippings, but you need the live things that no longer are living, as long as they aren't insect-ridden, are the things that create life again. And that's how our worms live, is in our climate. If you don't have very mulchy soil, the heat kills the worms, which aerate and give life to the garden. So I've bought worms 3 different times because of lack of knowledge about that. But now
about
we actually
climate
have...
and yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We probably have 12 to 20, I don't even know, because we bring some things in a small amount, dump truck loads, I mean the big dumps of mulch and other kinds of things brought in on top of our sprinkling system, because we have to water here. Some places don't as much. And so
yeah,
I can walk along.
We live in a desert.
We do. I can walk along the garden and actually kick out the weeds. So weeding's easier, the plants are healthier. Everything is easier once you make your soil and plant the right things. You're 90% there, and then you just watch for what you do about pests or how you need to water or not water. And the soil and the right plants are so important. And that's kind of the end of that section. I wanted to talk about eating what you grow as well. So I don't know. Is that good for now?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes, go for it. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to first say about pesticides. If it kills living things, it kills your cells or your vitality and pollutes our sweet Mother Earth. And I know some people are not going to like me for saying that. And it is more work to grow an organic garden. And it does not, each piece doesn't look perfect. You know from receiving our produce there sometimes in the corn, for instance, we break the top of your corn off before you get it because it's had pests in it. And so if you get something else that we have, it might have a little mark or pock because of that, but it's clean. And so know that what's killing life, whether that's herbicide or pesticide, is really, it does just what it says. It kills life. And we are all about, in the second Genesis, life and times, we are all about more life, more vitality, more joy. All those things come about. So I would invite
more harmony.
Even the most harmonic way you can grow, if you have to use some pesticides and you do that, then it's still probably better growing your own, even in that case, because it has your energy and so forth. But minimize those as much as possible. And then
it's just poison, and it poisons the bees. It is really a thought form that is a detriment. And I know people really don't like to hear it, but if I don't speak the truth, you know, my truth, right, that it wouldn't be good. So anyway, I wanted to say thank you so much for what you and Max do and the work that you put into your organic garden. It is truly phenomenal. And
well, you mentioned the bees, others. And they're so precious. And without bees, our food really is going to be in a real world of hurt, and we need to take care of them. So right.
Yes, and you know that, and you've shared that so in the way it truly is. And sometimes I know that I don't want to hear it, and I know I don't like it. I don't want to hear that. And then later on,
this is what we can do.
And make a change.
We can do this. We can grow organic patches of flowers and plants, and that's how we can bring the bees back. And
yeah, so you plant flowers. Tell me a little bit about that. And then we're going to go out and bring you back in. But tell me a little bit more about your flowers. And because I've been posting about that in some of my blogs and on our Facebook and Twitter. So, yeah, share a little bit about that. I find it fascinating.
Well, you know, when you walk up to our garden from the house, the first thing you run into is a row of flowers.
We
have to change those.
And you've always got them going, even in the winter.
Yeah, we have different flowers winter and summer because some of the things won't grow year-round. But at any rate, as those waft out the smell, then the bees and the butterflies are attracted to that space. And there are certain ones that are better for attracting different things. But you know what? The ones that the bees love the best are the squash blossoms. And I don't know if anyone on the show has ever smelled it, but if you walk up to a squash plant and smell the blossoms, they send you right to heaven. It is the sweetest smell. They only last about 3 days because then they go into the fruit. But our squash is our favorite place right now.
Beautiful and smells so beautiful. And in the morning because they're opening their blossoms.
They are. Wow. And the bees are out there before I am. I walk out and I can hear them. I listen for the bees. I walk out and I'm like, let me listen for the bees. Where are they? I need to be careful. I don't even step in an area that will disturb them because they're so wonderful.
Well, Susan, in the video that we took of you, we can hear the bees.
And we got a picture of one right in a blossom. I hope they can see it because it's so cute. Do you want me to talk about eating what you grow, or you want to take a break first?
We'll take a break. I love that you're just so conscious of that. I thank you. And then we'll come back with eating. And so,
wonderful.
Yeah. So this is Deborah, and I'm with Susan Whiting on Dream Vision 7 Radio and the Second Genesis Awakening. We'll be right back.
Adam T. Gardner here with the humanaccelerator.org. In an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine, I've discovered piercing insights into how the human body works in a harmonic, symbiotic relationship with the plant kingdom of life. This genetic and epigenetic dynamic gives us, each individual, the power to remove troubles from our bodies without harming or removing any organs. It's an evolutionary next step for mankind, ultimately leading into a human life free of sickness and disease. The details of this reality are in Book 2 called The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration. Go to thehumanaccelerator.org for a copy, or amazon.com. That's The Second Genesis Transformation, Passage to Spontaneous Regeneration.
What if everything we've experienced is but a pale image of what human life could become? It's now time to bring forward a new set of guidelines to live by, a vision of what human life was meant to be. The Second Genesis Awakening with your host, Deborah Bruintout, singer, songwriter, and intuitive facilitator, will share insights and understandings interwoven with lots of stories from people just like you and I who have longed for and begun this evolutionary shift of how life works.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Join me every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com. The show airs at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Time. See you there.
Adam T. Gardner here with the HumanAccelerator.org. For over three decades, I've lived an ancient lifestyle I call walking in the medicine of the plant kingdom. I've not eaten any animal flesh, no meat, no eggs, no fish, no milk, cream, or cheese, for 30 years and counting. I've lived and witnessed what modern science says is impossible, and now can share piercing insights into how food is medicine and medicine can be food. I'm writing a series of books called The Second Genesis Awakenings. Book one is The Second Genesis Diet, Welcome Home. It's a diet book unlike any diet book ever written, I promise. It's available online at our website, thehumanaccelerator.org. It's also at amazon.com.
And welcome back. And Susan, we were just sharing about all about the garden and having a lot of talking about the flowers and the bees and just all of the joy that comes from it and the peace and a lot mm-hmm. going on. But now we're going to talk about how to eat and about the eating from the garden. I love that. Of course, I'm the beneficiary of eating from the garden. It's wonderful, Kevin and I, Adam T.
Well, and I'm the beneficiary of eating the herbs that you dry and the ones you put together that you know work to straighten some different systems of the body. And so
Thank you.
All have our expertise, and I'm grateful for that you've helped me with learning how to do the liver cleansing and all those things by using the correct teas. When I first met you, I had a lot of pain in one of my knees, which doesn't function well for gardening, of course, or stairs or other things, and the comfrey and the other things that you've taught me to use. So you can grow herbs as well, which is an entirely different show, which Deborah and Adam T. are much more expertise on. So I'm not going to touch very much on the herbal part, although that is an important part of your garden. And I'm going to talk more about the fruit and vegetable pieces of the gardens, if that's okay, and leave
Great.
The herbs to you.
Share Wonderful. Away.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I love to say, grow what you eat and eat what you grow. Now, there's kind of an art form to that, because you will eat large amounts of certain foods at certain times of year because that's what you have. Last week, I think you did this at your house as well, because we sent corn over. I was eating about four ears of corn a day.
We did.
The corn
we
was
just
on.
There eating it.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. It's fun.
So when the corn is on, we eat about four ears of corn a day because that's what we have. Early in the spring, if you'll remember, what we had on were peas because they're the first thing that comes on besides green onions here and the spinach. And so we ate peas every day, once or twice a day. Right now we have a lot of cucumbers, and so I make a cucumber salad with tomatoes
and
raw
squash. And I do a lot of juicing
squash.
With the cucumber mm-hmm. and the greens, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
So it's important that you can understand that foods, you don't have to say, okay, what's the traditional meal for this week? Okay, I'm going to have spaghetti every Friday night, and I'm going to have hamburgers on Tuesday, or we're going to go out every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You look actually at what is growing now, what has the most life in it, and how can I put that life into my body, because it has an intelligence. That beautiful harmonic, I love that you used that word right in the beginning. There's a harmonic to how foods grow and how they clean your body at certain times of year and how they nourish and bring life into you. So in the winter, I might grow and eat more wheatgrass juice because it will grow, although fully, in the winter. I will eat more spinach, broccoli, things like that, because they grow in the winter. But in the summer, I am all about tomatoes and cucumbers and peppers and squash and corn, because that's what we have. So it's wise to say, okay, how can I use those foods in non-traditional ways so that I can use a lot of what is prolific right now? So I'm going to go to the squash, because we've been harvesting about 40 squash every other day. You know, I brought it to class this week, and we delivered it to bunches of neighbors and things like that.
Oh, you delivered it everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Squash is really an easy one to look at, because if people are new at this, if they even just started, which is what I start my, you know, when my kids are still kind of not sure they want to do this because it's their spouses may not know about it or like it or whatever, but that squash is a pretty mild flavor, and if you can start a family by saying, just try having a smoothie every day. Just start with that. And our smoothie usually consists of, well, I'll just say what it consists of right now. We put carrot in it, we put beet greens, and we put a little bit of beet, and we put right now we have apricots on, but if peaches are on, we have peaches or apples. We use a little bit of apple juice and two bananas, which we can't grow bananas here, so I have to buy those. But and then we make that, and it lasts 2 days for my husband and I. But if you will even have your children start the day with a smoothie, you can send them off to school and know that even if the teacher gives candy treats for everything they did all day, or the other students have a birthday party and the mom sends 20 pieces of candy for each child, and I know that sounds a little bit derogatory, but they don't know. People don't know. They're not trying to hurt your child. They don't know that how addicting sugar is and how what it does to the system, to the body, which is for another show. But if you send your children out in the morning having had a green smoothie, then you know that they're going to have nutrition, that body will help them be smarter and stronger and more resilient all day long. So start with that, and you can put almost anything. That's why we're using beets and beet greens now in the winter. We might use more spinach.
Boy, they're powerful. But
they are.
And for the heart, but for everything, actually.
So you can use the squash in the smoothie or not, but you can use almost anything you grow, whatever you can get, or if you aren't growing it, whatever's at your local farmer market that is organic, put it in. Put apples in if you haven't put. I put oranges in ours in the winter because oranges are better in the winter. And you can just fill them with all kinds of natural fresh fruits and vegetables. So start with that. And then for right now, we have almost every day some version of either a squash stir fry, which is very lightly cooked with carrots. We're growing green beans now, squash, red pepper, and whatever else you might like in those. Let's see, I forgot something in there. Carrots, beans, celery, and we just stir fry that lightly, and then you can either eat it like with cashews as a stir fry. You can add tomatoes and make it like a soup. You can eat it that way. You can put it into taco or burrito shells and eat it as a burrito because it's a vegetable burrito. Instead, you don't need to have all the things that aren't as good for you. You put it in those. I eat it on a sandwich. We make Boca burgers with this combination of vegetables. And so at this time of year, it feels like we're getting a variety of food, but we are using that same base that we either blend up or lightly cook and put in all those different dishes, so we have a lot of variety. And that's just, so we're eating squash at least twice a day right now. And I told you how much corn. Probably wonder how I put that much food in my body.
Do have your exercise, and like you said, it is literally your gym. So you wouldn't know because it's a whole change of lifestyle and thinking and thought form. Keep telling us more.
Well, okay, then we
say that.
I don't eat very much lettuce. Everybody has their own taste too, and so I would use the cucumbers, tomatoes, the raw squash, the raw carrots, And that would be my salad with a little bit of salad dressing. And you have a wonderful homemade salad dressing recipe that
yes,
you secure.
Yes, I call it my divine dressing. Yeah.
Yes, and so then we can eat it as a green salad. We make our own bread and pancakes. You see me eat them up every time we go someplace because I take my own food with me. But you use the, we don't eat any sugar at our house, so we use the lovely nectar of the bees. I'm talking about breads or muffins now. We use squash in our breads, clean oats, organic flours, and we make our own so that when we use like the Redmond or the Himalayan salt, we know what's in our food. We eat lots of nuts and seeds because we'll see, you don't get enough protein. Oh, sure we do. We eat beans and nuts and seeds probably 3 times a day. We eat those kinds of foods. So your full nutrition balance is amazing. And you can't tell me that you got that much balance with your, what Kevin calls the standard American diet.
The sad menu. Yes, and also, just really quickly, that there's a lot of times where people don't think they're getting their protein and you're getting your protein in all the veggies, and they're doing studies about that plant-based eating. So you can Google anything about that. It's pretty interesting what's on Google. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. Well, it's so beautiful. So here's a day for Max and Susan, and we have we live like double house with our children, as you know, and so we share with them first and with you also because you're part of our family. But we start out the morning. We go out. And we check for squash bugs. We clean whatever we need to up in the garden so we're not leaving a mess. And we pick. So we might, I'll say this week we bring in 20 in the morning. We bring in 20 ears of corn. We bring in 20 squash. We bring in 2 gallons of beans and maybe 8 cucumbers and 8 tomatoes. And then we put all this out on the counter, and we wash it and clean it, and then we bag it. So, and you probably get your bags with your name on it. We do that quite often. And then we write names on the bags, and then we, as we look at what's there, Max and I sometimes eat the seconds because they don't look as pretty. And people, besides you, that's why we like to share with you. You know that something that doesn't look as pretty doesn't mean it's not as nutritious. But we decide, okay, today we're going to have corn and watermelon for lunch, and we're going to have a smoothie for breakfast with one of our muffins. And for supper, we're going to have a salad and a Boca burger. And so we look at our food, decide what we're going to eat of that, and we put that in one fridge. And so we're eating what we grew, what we brought in that day. Then we clean and put the rest in bags to give away. But you get to, when you grow your garden, you look at what you brought in today, and you say, how can I use this for maximum benefit of my body? And it's just, it is so symbiotic, conventional, all the things that the garden feeds us, we feed it, it feeds the planet fresh air, the planet feeds it, the earth, air, fire, water, human being work together in unison, and beauty and joy, and the word you started with, harmonics.
Well, that's a wonderful show. We encourage you to listen to this many times. There's just so much treasure of light and love here and a sharing of health, which is your wealth. Thank you so much. We just, amen. And we will have you back. But also, we'll be posting and we'll let everyone know where to go so that you can see the videos of Susan, and we'll be doing that in the next week. So that'll be posted on our website.
Beautiful Loving Garden.
Yes, Beautiful Loving Gardens. And
we call it, here's your gifts from the beautiful, we can say that, here's your gifts from the Beautiful Loving Garden, and you'll get to see it on those videos.
Yep, and we want to share that with everyone. So thank you so much for coming on, and it's just always such a delight. And, of course, we're family, and we love the community that we're growing together, and it's all starting to bloom, and now we're harvesting it. So come and
more
join
and
us
more people
again,
are doing it. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, and where people are doing it. Yes, Susan. Thank you for joining us on the Second Genesis, and we'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Susan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Join us next time as the Second Genesis Awakening unfolds further mysteries into how our lives can be transformed through ancient insights and modern understandings of how the universe works upon us and within us.
Now remember, the show broadcasts every Monday on DreamVision7Radio.com at 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. In the meantime, you can catch me on my website anytime. Call in allangels.com. I've written a number of songs and they're available for download on my website. That's callinallangels.com.
The Second Genesis Awakening has been a production of thehumanaccelerator.org, your We community, working to build America's medicine wheels.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.